Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're listening to UrbanBuzzMag.com. I have young Kevin with me on the line, and he's going to be the guest ringmaster at Universal Soul Circus. And I'm super excited to speak with him because he's challenged with autism, but he hasn't let that stop him. He has a Facebook page called Kevin's World, where he just wants to be encouraging to others. So,
Kevin, say hello to the people.
Hey, everybody.
So, Kevin, what does autism mean to you?
Well, it makes me see things differently.
Okay. And what's an example of how you see things differently?
In my head.
Is there an example of how you see people?
Yes.
Can you give me an example?
Well, because I have challenging interacting with people, like making friends, and sharing things to my friends.
Okay. When you started your video blog, what messages were you trying to send out to people?
I want people to know about autism.
What's one thing you want someone to know about autism?
Because if you have autism, it doesn't make you age different.
Right. And what's the average day for you?
Average day for me is art, games, and also video blogging.
What have been some of the biggest challenges that you overcame?
Touching the ball in my hand, blindfolded.
Wow, great. I absolutely cannot do that. What should people know about Kevin besides his autism?
Well, let's go back to being an artist.
Mm-hmm. What type of artist? What do you like to do?
I like to do special art. My drawings and the drawings I did, they make me smile. So I got rodeo art and the country that I live in, Texas.
Oh, okay. So do you draw pictures of horses?
Well, I just drawed a bull. It's a giant horn bull with the long horn and with the body of the earth.
Nice. Do you feel schools, police, or the public overall are aware of autism and able to properly address the issues that you have? Or can they do things better, like when you go to a restaurant or when you're out in public?
Well, it's the school buses. It's the gym. It's gym. The buses are too loud in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And the police need special training. With people with special needs.
Are you part of Kids Lives Matter? And how did you become a part of that movement?
Okay, number one, yes.
Okay. How did you get involved with Kids Lives Matter?
And number two, I actually learned about it.
Okay, and what's your feeling about that? Do you think you like Kids Lives Matter?
Yes.
You like what they stand for?
Yes, all kids' lives matter.
How did you come about becoming the guest ringmaster for Universal Soul Circus?
Well, they were looking for someone for a kids' night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recommended.
Okay. Who recommended you?
My mom.
Your mom recommended you. That's great. You have a great mom that is putting you out there and helping you to acclimate to different situations. Now, are you excited to be the guest ringmaster?
Yes.
Good. Have you been to the circus before, or is this your first time?
First one was circus.
Okay. And what did you like about the circus, if you can remember, when you went?
I just love the tricks that they do.
Okay. And now you get to be the ringmaster, and you get in the front row seat. What are you looking forward to this time when you go to the circus?
Well, part of the show,
mm-hmm.
be an advocate for autism, and of course, the best part of this, is to have loads of fun.
Good. Well, Kevin, we wish you well, and I thank you so much for stopping by UrbanBuzzMag.com and giving us your time. And we celebrate you. We celebrate your victory with autism and keep your blogs going. How can people find your blogs, Kevin?
Well, you can follow my Facebook page, you run at Kevin's World.
Okay, good. All right, Kevin, thank you again, and have lots of fun. Some cotton candy and popcorn for me, okay?
Okay, this is for me, okay?
All right.
Listen, Kevin, you're one of the best key players ever. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player.